وذلك أنه لم تبق امرأة إلا وعرض عليها الغلام الصغير محمد بن عبد الله. As we got there, we started searching for affluent homes with affluent children so we can have healthy exchange. But very strangely, ironically, we all were given a little child by the name of Muhammad, whose father was Abdullah. And we all declined, فَكُنَّا نَأْبَى لِأَنَّهُ يَتِيمٌ, because he was an orphan. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did we not find you as an orphan? And we sheltered you. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. We found you unaware, we guided you. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. We found you in need, we made you independent. We expect of you to display the same character. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Don't snub the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Don't rebuke the beggar. The riwayat of Ibn Majah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, خَيْرُ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُحْسَنُ إِلَيْهِ. The noblest house in the eyes of Allah, the excellence of a Muslim home does not depend on the furniture, but rather it depends on how many orphans eat there daily. خَيْرُ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. My sister, you've decorated your house sufficiently with the ornaments and the glitter and the glamour. It's time you decorate this house in a manner that it complies with the decoration on the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then your house is bright to the dwellers of the heavens. Invite the orphan there and Allah says it's the best house. Whether it's a hut or a palace, and if it is devoid of the entrance of orphans, then be it a palace, a palatial home, which has an overlooking view. But in the eyes of Allah, that is holds no good. خَيْرُ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُحْسَنُ إِلَيْهِ وَشَرُّ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُسَاءُ إِلَيْهِ. She says, we declined. Why? We said, yatim. And we said, مَا عَسَىٰ أَن تَنْفَعَنَا أُمُّ صَبِيٍ لَا أَبَ لَهُ. What can a mother do for us who has no husband? وَمَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَصْنَعَ لَنَا جَدُّهُ. What will his father do? Before I proceed, let me remind you, my brother. Allah's qasam, today my Nabi is not an orphan, but wallahi his deen is an orphan. And today his deen is been rotated, and his deen is been presented. And I'm afraid as those women decline, the woman of today is declining. And her argument and her gripe and her frown is, as the woman of that day said, what will this infant do for me? The woman of today is saying, what will this modesty of Islam do for me? My brother is saying, what will the prohibition of interest do to me? Today this deen is an orphan knocking your door. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَمْضِ غَيْرُ يَوْمَيْنِ حَتَّى ظَفِرَتْ كُلُّ امْرَأَةٍ مِنَّا بِوَاحِدٍ مِنَ الرُّضَعَىٰ. Halima said, by the third morning, everybody had located the family with whom they had done the transaction. Documents were in place. Finances were confirmed. Babies were exchanged. Measures were adopted. I'm the only one sitting dry without a child. I said, Ya Allah, nothing taking shape in my life. فَلَمَّا أَزْمَعْنَا الرَّحِيلِ. When it's time to return, قُلْتُ لِزَوْجِي. I tapped my husband. And I said to him, إِنِّي لَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَىٰ مَنَازِلِنَا وَأَلْقَى بَنِي قَوْمِنَا خَاوِيَةَ الْوِفَاضِ دُونَ أَنْ أَخُذَ رَضِيعًا فَلَيْسَ فِي سُوَيْحِبَاتِ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا وَمَعَهَا رَضِيعٌ. I told my husband, you know what? I can't go back empty-handed. خَاوِيَةُ الْوِفَاضِ كِنَايَةٌ عَنِ الْإِفْلَاسِ التَّامُ وَعَنِ الْحَاجَةِ الشَّدِيدَةِ. I cannot go home empty, dry like this year. وَاللَّهِ لَأَذْهَبَنَّ إِلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَأَخُذَنَّهُ. How about my husband? Others have it. And you know women, when they have their children, then they make it known. When one has it, nice, they will show it, they express it in whatever way. I'm the only one sitting dry. I said, oh my husband, let's go take that child. My husband supported my view and he said, let's go for it. لا بأسي. فَعَسَىٰ أَن يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Who knows, this might turn our destiny differently. Let's go pick this child up. Now the difference is here, there were common sentiments. When Musa came sailing in the river Nile, and Pharaoh's gaze fell on it, تَلْعَبُ بِهِ أَمْوَاجُ النِّيلِ, as the waves were calmly jolting this little amanat of Allah, and Pharaoh, يَتَنَزَّعُ عَلَى شَاطِ النِّيلِ, reclining at the river bank, He looked at this and he said, إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الصُّنْدُوقِ, bring it to me. When it was brought, he said, this child is going to kill me. What did the wife of Pharaoh say? لَا تَقْتُلُوا عَسَىٰ أَن يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. Don't interfere with this child. He might grow up and benefit us, or if not that, we adopt him. Pharaoh said, he might benefit you, not me. Scholars say it was this very statement that made the destiny of both different. This woman grew up, and this child grew up, became a Nabi. He benefited this woman, and she became the beloved of Allah. Pharaoh remained deprived of his benefit, and he became the enemy of Allah. At this stage, why lie? Wallahi ma hamalani. Wallahi ma hamalani ala akhdihi illa anni lam ajid ghulaman siwa. I picked him up because I found nothing else. So I said, let me take him. Halima, may my parents be sacrificed for you. I can cry and the ummah can cry, but we don't have the vocabulary of any language to describe your fortune. I pick up a child and I say, it's a bouncing baby. And I say, it's a healthy baby. Halima, you picked up my Nabi. Who can describe the privilege of Halima? Who can capture the luck of Halima? Who can paint the fortune of Halima? فَلَمَّا رَجَعْتُ بِهِ إِلَىٰ رَحْلِي وَضَعْتُهُ فِي حِجْرِي. I picked up this child and I returned to my tent. I thought for a moment, Ya Allah, my son is deprived. Ya, I bring someone else's child. What is going to happen? أَلْقَمْتُهُ ثَدْيِي. I latched him to my chest. فَدَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يُدِرَّ. Halima said, the benefit of this child was not gradual. It was instant. I barely latched him. There was an instant gush of milk in my chest. Don't ask me from where and how. It was the first time I experienced such milk. فَشَرِبَ الْغُلَامُ حَتَّى رَوِيَ. This child drank till he was saturated. Generally, when the second child comes, the first feels deprived. This child came. My child that was deprived, he also got milk. And I must add by mentioning, I read this in the riwayat, in the entire period that my Nabi stayed by Halima, he only drank from one side of the chest, indicating that the other side is for my brother, justice from the beginning of his life. I've read this myself, the riwayat. Many times she tried to latch him on the opposite side. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجَدَيْنِ. In Tafsir Uthmani, there are two commentaries given. One is the chest of a woman. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. We've guided him to the chest of a woman. In Tafsir Uthmani it is mentioned. This is one view, although this is a marjuh qawl. Throughout his life, he showed justice. He drank from one side. His childhood was unique. His birth was unique. Nabi Sassam was sitting. One sahabi, his daughter came. His son came, he hugged the child and put him on the lap. Then the daughter came, in Hayatul Sahaba, the riwayat is mentioned. The daughter came, he hugged her and he put her on the floor. Nabi Sassam said, who is this? He said, this is my daughter. Nabi Sassam said, and who's this in your lap? He said, that is my son. Nabi Sassam said, Halla sawwayta baynahuma. Then why is your son in your lap and your daughter on the floor? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Bashir radiallahu anhu, the famous incident, we'll go into a lot of detail. But this was the justice in the life of Nabi alayhi salam. She said, he drank. My child drank. Nama, they both slept. They slept, we could sleep. We had a good sleep. After awakening from the sleep, Hanat min zawji iltifatatun ila naqatina al-musinnatil ajfa. My husband glanced at our camel. To our utter surprise, the udders were brimming with milk. فَإِذَا ذَرْعَاهَا حَافِلَانِ مُمْتَلِئَانِ. Without grazing it. Imagine your car filling up without filling. Yeah, you fill up and it's empty. You fill up and it's empty. The brother, we're driving. I told him it's on E. He said, no, E means enough. I said, and F means full. Or finish. قام إليها دهشا. He stood up in absolute shock. وهو لا يصدق عيني. He couldn't believe his eye. My brother, Halima latched my Nabi to her chest. And things opened differently. My call is, his deen is an orphan today. Latch his deen to your chest. And you will see what a gush of wisdom there will be in your bosom. You will see what an influx of rahmat there will be in your marriage. You will see what tranquility there will be in your business. You will see what serenity there will be in your life. فَقَامَ إِلَيْهَا دَهِشًا وَهُوَ لَا يُصَدِّقُ عَيْنَيْهِ. He couldn't believe his eyes. حَلَبَ, he milks it. شَرِبَ, he drinks. ثُمَّ حَلَبَ لِي, he milks for me. You must know, we didn't see this. Our camels, we didn't get a drop of milk. So it was strange for us. I drank. حَتَّمْ تَلَأْنَا رِيًّا وَشِبْعًا. We were saturated. Our thirst was quenched. فَبِتْنَا فِي خَيْرِ لَيْلَى. Halima said, yeah, my destiny changed. That was the best night I ever slept in my life. Allah can give sleep in the midst of battle, and Allah can snatch sleep in the best of homes. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنكُمْ وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Two brothers can be sleeping on the same bed. One will be in peace, other one will be in misery. Sahaba and the Munafiqeen both in battle. The rumor is circulated of the assassination of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Talha says, I want to grab my sword and I'm overpowered by slumber. Ibn Mas'ud said, Allah gave us freshness to awaken us. Ibn Mas'ud said, sleep at the time of battle is a sign of victory. In the midst of the battle, the ferocious battle, the army in front of you, the enemy before you, circulation of the rumor of the assassination of Muhammad, and Allah gives them sleep, peaceful sleep. Here we are gripped in fear, something happening in the neighborhood, nobody can sleep. Here the sword is in front of you, the enemy. Allah said, أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْكُمْ. One group gets it, the other group deprived. My Allah can give sleep to one, deny the other one. Bani Israel, Sibti and Qibti, sitting on one table, Ma'riful Quran. They hold a vessel of water. The Sibti from Bani Israel holds the vessel, it remains water. The Qibti holds that very vessel, it turns into blood. Sitting on the same table, drinking from the same. One picks it, it's water. The other one picks it up, it becomes blood. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الطُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادَ وَالْقُمَّلَ وَالضَّفَادِعَ وَالدَّمْ. Allah destroyed. How Allah can do? Allah used dhafadi, which is frogs. Mawlana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, and this is such an army of Allah, لَا تَعْمَلُ فِيهَا السِّهَامُ. It's not like they are frogs, you know, take your position, arm yourself, guard your location. Okay, what do you do? It's a frog, an insignificant creation. ففي الطعام ضفادع وفي الشراب ضفادع وفي الملابس ضفادع. One fly can make an entire meal miserable. Silly fly, stupid fly. And then we blame in this, and another quotation comes to mind. One person mounted onto his donkey, and then he slipped and he fell. So he said, تعس الحمار, the silly animal. So the angel recording good said, مَا هِيَ حَسَنَةٌ أَكْتُبُهَا. This is not a good statement, not a virtue. I can't credit it to his good deeds. وَقَالَ صَاحِبُ الشِّمَالِ مَا هِيَ سَيِّئَةٌ أَكْتُبُهَا. The angel writing good said, مَا هِيَ حَسَنَةٌ, it's not good. The angel writing evil, he said, it's not pleasant, but it's not a sin also. So anyway, here goes the statement pending in limbo. Nobody wants to document it. Allah then inspired. And Allah told the angel that records evil, مَا تَرَكَ صَاحِبُ الْيَمِينِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَاكْتُبُهُ. Allah said, the screening process will be analyzed by the angel recording good. If he doesn't consider it as noble, it inevitably goes in the record of evil. If he doesn't pass it and approve it as virtues, then automatically it falls in the category of sin. Anyway, بِتْنَا فِي خَيْرِ لَيْلَى. We had the most peaceful sleep. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْنَا, we spent the night in Makkah. قَالَ لِي زَوْجِي, my husband told me, أتدرين يا حليمة أنك قد ظفرت بطفل مبارك؟ حليمة، you know what,